Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 28 years, today I bring you back in boxing history. That's right, we go back to the days of the last television idol of American boxing. I'm talking about Ray Boom Boom Mancini. That's right, Boom Boom Mancini will be here about 20 minutes past the hour if you'd like to give us a call on the toll-free. When I say toll-free, I mean free. Coast-to-coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are experiencing the death of a king. Manny Pacquiao, slain by Juan Manuel Marquez. Of course, the boxing highlight of 2012. And how do you outdo that? Well, it's a good thing it came late in the year, because Manny Pacquiao, of course, the congressman from the Philippines, the former champion, the man that turned pro at 107 pounds and then was kicking guys' butts at 147 pounds, having gained 40 pounds without gaining any weight, I've always thought was suspicious and always makes me think of performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, think Barry Bonds, think steroids. But guess what? Manny Pacquiao no longer on top, having lost twice this year to Tim Bradley and being knocked out last week, a TKO 6 by the great Juan Manuel Marquez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
This family is at home. but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he's seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again for Foreman, it seems to be one or two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the gloves, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Boy, Jeff can hit them notes with that guitar, boy. Jeff Tamalier, Pittsburgh, California, Pleasant Hill. My man, formerly with the Tower of Power alumni. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to say hello to our listeners down there, of course, in Southern California, San Bernardino and KRAK. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We air every Saturday and Sunday, different shows at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday for 2 hours, Sunday for 1 hour. We give you a wrap-up on Sunday of the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Again, 11 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, last week, the king was slain. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. You're talking, it was like the grassy knoll. A deer with a deer rifle. I mean, wow, the first knockdown in the third round. I mean, Manny Pacquiao was cruising along. He just was. The first two rounds, he was doing his thing. He was being the aggressor. But he was coming in, kind of put this, with leaks in his defense. He really wasn't giving Juan Manuel Marquez any respect. Well, guess what? All that respect he gave him in the third round after being knocked down was unbelievable. Manny Pacquiao couldn't believe it. The Filipino fans couldn't believe it. And I don't want to sound corny, but how many Mexicans does it take to defeat an entire country? One. Had to get that one in because, you know, the Pac nuts, the Manny Pacquiao fanatics. I'm not talking about the Manny Pacquiao fans. I'm talking about the fanatics, the ones that have flooded the message boards on various websites for so many years now with so much garbage, so much hate, so much, I mean, you wouldn't, the vile. I couldn't believe the stuff that comes over the lines from the Philippines regarding Manny Pacquiao and anybody that dares to be his detractor, okay? Well, he's lost two fights in a row now. You can say he controversially lost in June to Tim Bradley, okay? Say that. I'll give you that. But he didn't lose controversially last week. Won the first two rounds, got dropped in the third round, and got up. I mean, he got dropped so hard, I didn't think he was getting up. But he got up, and he came back, and he staggered Marquez. He did. Good left cross, staggered Marquez. Marquez's glove hit the canvas, his left glove. So, therefore, that was a knockdown. He lost his feet or his balance due to a blow. Blow landed. Clean blow. Okay? The bottom line was Juan Manuel Marquez fought with guts and determination and took Manny Pacquiao's best heat. He took it. The nuclear missiles that were incoming from the Filipino were many. They were hard. They were coming at various angles, but they weren't the old Manny Pacquiao. That's right. When I say the old Manny Pacquiao, I mean the young Manny Pacquiao, because you are now watching the old Manny Pacquiao. You are. I mean, he slipped it. You saw that against Shane Mosley. You saw it against the Marquez fight in November of 2011. You definitely saw it in the Tim Bradley fight. And, of course, on this evening, He gets dropped in the sixth round at the end of the sixth round with a counter right hand. He rushes in. He gives him the bums rush. That's what we call it in the boxing business, when you give a guy the bums rush. And he tried to bum rush Juan Manuel Marquez in one corner with probably about 8 seconds to go in the round. And boom, he got clipped with a left hand, right on the button. And he went down and he didn't move. I mean, like, we played that Roy Jones clip. Maybe we'll play that coming out of the next break. The bottom line is he wasn't moving. He was snoring. He was motionless. I was concerned because it had been, how can I put this? The first week of December is always a special anniversary for me because that's when I won my first amateur championship back in the day. Okay, and that was also the same year that Ray Boom Boom Mancini fought Dooku Kim. So we'll talk with Ray about that. But when you see a guy go down and he doesn't move, although you want to celebrate, you have a bit of a problem. It's sort of like you're in a bad spot right there. I was in a bad spot one time with Herbert Myers over in Alameda when they had to take Herbert away in an ambulance. But Ray knows what I'm talking about. And Juan Manuel Marquez, he was celebrating. He didn't have time to think about what was going on over there with referee Kenny Bayless standing over and unconscious and prone and not moving. I mean, he was like, boom, dead. Manny Pacquiao did not move, okay? They say he came to in about a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. I thought it was closer to three. The bottom line was he was unconscious. He evidently or apparently took a CAT scan afterwards. If I was him, you know, I had his money, I would have taken an MRI. I mean, why take a CAT scan? If you really want a good picture and you got the kind of bucks, just, you know, go to some Las Vegas hospital, whatever one happens to be down there, and get an MRI. Why a CAT scan? That's the shortcut. If you got money, get the best medical test available. Because I'm going to tell you, that face planting by Juan Manuel Marquez, and that's what it was. He planted Manny Pacquiao's face in the canvas. Planted it. Okay? Those kind of knockouts you do not recover from. Okay? People say, the Manny Pacquiao critics say, well, Roberto Duran did. No, no. I was there when Roberto Duran, in June of 1984, I think it was June 12th, got knocked down and knocked out by Thomas Hearns. When Thomas Hearns fainted to the body with the left hand and came with the right hand straight to the chin, knocking Duran cold, okay? As Duran went down face first, I could hear him straining to get up. He wasn't snoring. He wasn't sleeping. He wasn't laying there motionless on the mat, okay? You could hear Duran groaning, trying to get up. I mean, he was trying to summon all the strength in his body to get up. He just couldn't. I mean, that's how hard the blow was. It was the hardest blow I've ever seen land live in my life. One of the hardest punches in the history of boxing. Of course, Roberto Duran, the victim of that right hand, just like Pepino Cuevas. Short guys against Tommy Hearns. Guess what? They didn't bode too well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, as I said, the king is dead. Juan Manuel Marquez are talking about a fifth fight now. These guys have fought four times. They're talking about a fifth fight. Maybe the Cinco de Mayo weekend of 2013. But hey, you know what? If they both walked away right now, and I think Manny Pacquiao should because of his safety. I mean, the guy wants to be a congressman. Why do you want to be like Gene Fulmer, the ex-world middleweight champion? Yeah, he got knocked out one time, and he came back and won a portion of the world middleweight title after Ray Robinson stiffened him with one left hook, I think circa 1951 or 52. Okay, but he has Alzheimer's now. And he had pugilistic dementia to an extent. You know what I'm saying? So why push the envelope? Manny Pacquiao is not some starving guy. He doesn't need to feed his family. His family's fed for many generations. He just doesn't need it anymore. What I'm trying to say is he should walk away now with all that he's got. I don't know if he's been scrambled. I don't know if that KO bothered him. I don't know if I'll have permanent damage over this. All I know is no fighter has ever come back after that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, the last matinee idol of the American television world. I'm talking about network TV, Ray Boom Boom Mancini on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was sleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. Like he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Mighty Tower of Power with Huey Lewis and News, the Strokeland Superband. We are awaiting Ray Boom Boom Mancini, of course, the former world lightweight champion. The last television idol of the, I would have to say that of the network television era. I mean, think about it. I mean, there was Jorge Paez after him. He was basically the last television star made from network television, but that was in the early 90s, and, you know, he was a Mexican. And Ray was the last American. I mean, there was Bobby Chez and guys like that before him. There were all kinds of guys that definitely were in the mix. But nobody really brought it like Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I mean, he brought it, come be it the title fight, be it title defenses, be it publicly. I mean, he has been a class act in and out of the ring, and you've never seen any bad police reports, anything like that, emanating from Ray Mancini's house. So, great. And we got Ray on the line. Let's go to L.A., the City of Angels, and bring in the former lightweight champion of the world, Mr. Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, Pedro. Hey, and I got to apologize. I know you guys worked hard. This has been like a real ordeal trying to get on the phone with you guys.
All right, don't worry. Listen, I understand, you know, you've got a hectic schedule. Now, you're no longer living in Youngstown. You've been in L.A. for a while. You still doing the movie thing?
Oh yeah, yeah. Still producing films, and we're, you know, in the mix, dealing with the studios. So it's good. It's good.
What's the difference between the cutthroat world of producing movies in Hollywood and boxing? Is there much difference except for the blood?
Well, here's the difference. You know, Dustin Hoffman once said to me, he said, in your business, you get knocked on your ass, you know it. In this business, you could be knocked on your ass for months and never know it. And that's the thing. In the ring, you go in, you control your destiny. You win, you lose, you lose. In this business, you control very little. Other than your work, you know, but you control very little. Other people pull the strings, and it's very frustrating, very hard at times. But the same thing it took to be a good fighter, it takes to be, you know, whether it's a good actor or to be a good producer, and that's tenacity, you know, discipline and focus. So hopefully we got that over a lot of people.
All right. Are you surprised that you were the last real, and I just mentioned that, you were the last matinee idol for network television as far as an American boxer is concerned? There's been nobody since you. There's been no network TV. I talked about Paez getting a few fights in the 90s, but he was a Mexican attraction. He was an American born and raised. But you were the last television idol. That sort of gives you a significant part in American history.
Well, I appreciate that, Pedro. I don't dwell on and think about it a whole lot. I mean, if in case that's true, then I'm very honored. I'm very flattered. Look, I tell people all the time, I came at the right time. I mean, no bones about it. It could have been my father. If my father would have been in this time, it would have been him instead of me. It could be a lot of guys. The point is, I came at the right time, early 80s. The networks were getting involved with the boxing game, especially CBS. And more than anything, this is the key. People don't realize, CBS wanted to showcase the lightweights. Oh, man, I hit the juggernaut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could have been any other division, but it wanted to showcase the lightweights. So the point is, a lot of things fell into place. And, of course, then they had a tournament. And, you know, I was part of that, you know, part of one of them guys in that tournament. And it just worked out. I tell people a lot of, and another reason why I think I had good ratings and things is because my style was fan-friendly, you know?
You brought
That's
it.
People don't understand. And you understand, Pedro.
Yeah.
A lot of people understand why certain guys are not what they call pay-per-view fighters. There's very few pay-per-view fighters. There's very few guys that I pay to see, you know, outside of network television. And the reason why, what constitutes a pay-per-view fighter? Well, first of all, you got to be a winning fighter. And second of all, you got to have a fan-friendly style. You know, and that's what people don't understand. So I think that's why there's a lot of good fighters now, but very few, I think, without network television back involved in the game, it's going to be very difficult to have boxing have the same prominence it did in the early 80s.
You folks,
I don't know. I'm a fight fan, and I can't tell you half the fighters now.
You folks in Atlanta, GA, listening on 3WE, this is Ray Boom Boom Mancini, the former lightweight champion of the world. We have toll-free phone lines open coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Ray, you know that Manny Pacquiao got planted face first in the canvas last week by his arch nemesis Juan Manuel Marquez. I thought it was sort of a fitting ending if this fight series were to end at this point in time, because of the fact that I thought Marquez got shorted definitely last year and maybe in the third fight as well. But the bottom line was, you know, he didn't let it go to the judges. He took care of business. My question for you is, I tried to move up 8 pounds. I couldn't do it. You tried to move up 5 pounds. You had problems moving up in weight. How does Manny Pacquiao go from 107 pounds to 147 pounds and be rock hard, all full of muscle?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, people make more of it than it is. First of all, it's caloric intake and it's a couple glasses of water. I mean, people say, oh, if you're fighting 140, you know, I walked around 143, 42, but you trained out at 135. But, you know, the last year and a half of my career, I couldn't make weight. Why? Not because I was, you know, doing anything wrong. My body was growing. I was a young man. My body was growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get off the scale. I weigh out, and I'd have to say 134 pounds. I drink a glass of water. I get back, I was 136. Oh, how's that happen? Just your body absorbs it. That's all it is, man. People make it more. Now, if you went from 140 to 160, then I'd question it.
Okay.
140 to 147 is a couple glasses of water. And first of all, Marquez weighed at 47. Marquez weighed at 43. So, man, it's a caloric intake, too. So now they got nutritious. Now, at that time, people used to say to me, did you have a nutritionist? I said, yeah. They said, did you have a masseur? I said, yeah. And they said, did you have a conditioning coach? I said, yeah. The problem, I said, the thing is, it was all the same guy. One guy, Robert Griffin. So that's what a trainer is supposed to be. He's supposed to be your trainer, physical, your boxing trainer, your conditionist, your nutritionist. It's supposed to be everything for you, which Griff was. From Murphy Griffin gave me my massages. We ate together. He helped me with my food, everything. So the point I'm trying to make is that's all it is. It's caloric intake. You know, if you're trying to make weight a little bit, you know, if I'm trying to make weight, I lay off the liquids, things like that. That's why it baffles me when enough guys fight for, like, lightweight. We went to lightweight to 140, junior light, 140. That's a glass of water. That's all it is. Yeah. And people make it like, oh, this guy must be doing something. Stop, man. Stop.
Oh, hey, Ray, he turned pro at 107 pounds. He went to 147 pounds, and he stayed rock hard. I mean, Roberto Duran went from 35 to 47. He stayed hard, but after 47, he was soft.
Well, you've got to understand the lifestyle, too. Duran partied like he was going to the joint. You know what I'm saying? So between fights, and he ate the chorizo, you know, he was eating that chorizo, and he was eating all that good food, you know, from the kid in the Caribe. So the point being is, man, he lives a disciplined life.
Okay.
From what we understand. Now, I don't know for sure, but from what we see.
Okay.
Now, plus, when your body ages, he's getting older. He started at 1.7, but he was how many years ago? That was 18, 20 years ago. Your body's going to age. As you naturally age, your body gets old, you know, older, you put on weight.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Donnie Lalonde told me that Dave Wolf passed away a couple of years ago, but he was your manager. He was a colorful character. I mean, he had the worst toupee. I call it a hockey helmet without chin straps in boxing.
Dave passed away a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
He was the best. He was the best manager there was. There was no doubt. I know how he loved me. I know he protected me. And same thing with Donnie. I know how he protected his fighters. But let me tell you, Dave, you're right. Here's the thing people didn't understand. Dave had toupee, but we'd be up in the Catskill Mountains. And Chuck Fagan, my assistant trainer, said, can you believe this? I said, what? He said, he wants me to drive him down into the city to get a haircut. I said, what? I said, tell him to mail it in. No. But Dave was smart. Dave had three different ones, three different toupees. One for, like, if he was going to haircut, so it would be short, then longer, and then long. Dave had three different people. I mean, it was funny. I don't know who he thought he was fooling, but he was a sharp guy, man. And, Chuck said, yeah, I have to take him in the city to get a haircut. I used to laugh.
Okay. No, he was good to us as far as members of the media was concerned. And obviously, he took care of his fighters. I mean, he went to no lengths to make sure that you and Donnie, and especially you and Donnie, were well taken care of. But he was a character. I loved being around him. But I remember one time, I think we were in Reno, Nevada, and he said to me, Pedro, where are you guys going tonight? I said, I don't know. He goes, Pedro, don't you go out to that ranch. And I said, okay, Dave. He goes, because, you know, he goes, if you go out to that ranch, he goes, the word's going to get around the community that you were out at that ranch. And I said, really? He goes, oh, yeah, this is a closed mouth community, Pedro. This was like 1983, 1984, somewhere around there. But the bottom line was he was a character. God rest his soul. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. We've got some audio to air regarding our current guest right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide all across America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And, of course, I do want to take a moment to wish my condolences and my dearest sympathy for all that happened in Connecticut in the past week. That has been pretty hectic, pretty scary. And hug your child next time you see him. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. We'll be talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, of course, about his book. He's got a book out, and we'll also talk about his career. We'll talk about his winning the title. We'll talk about Dooku Kim. I've got all kinds of questions for Ray Boom Boom Mancini. You can email me yours, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. And if you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. 28 plus years now, the longest running fight show in history. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. Hey, if you've been here a while, you're family, and you know you're welcome. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the afternoon. 15 rounds of boxing for the WBA Lightweight Championship of the World. Introducing, in the blue corner, fighting out of Youngstown, Ohio, weighing 135 pounds, the talented Ray Boom Boom Mancini. California, now fighting out of Montebello, California. He weighs 134 and 1/2 pounds, introducing the WBA lightweight champion of the world, Arturo Crea. 15 rounds of boxing.
Art Crea, the champion, with support from Montebello, California, and environs, and certainly many Californians here in the Vegas area, and Ray Mancini with supporters here from Youngstown, Ohio. As we see the tail of the tape, 21-year-old Ray Mancini weighed in right at the limit, 135 at the weigh-in last evening. Prius, 134 and a quarter. They are just about the same height, as you can see. And a little bit of a nick on the nose of the champion, Art Prius, if you wondered about it in the interview and thereafter. It occurred last week in training, last Sunday. It's not considered serious. The commission doctor, Donald Romeo, checked it out, said it should not be a problem. And there's a look at the nose and a slight cut high on the bridge of the nose. And, of course, as you can see, and as Art well knows, he has a rather prominent proboscis. And so he expects to get hit there, but it is not considered to be any kind of a problem. We're ready to go with the referee, Richard Green of Las Vegas. The scoring by three judges at ringside, Chuck Minker, Dwayne Ford, and Lou Tabbitt, all from Las Vegas. WBA rules on the 10-point scoring system. Mancini in red trunks. The champion, Frias, in black trunks.
But Tim, Alexis Aguayo said that the only chance that Art Frias has is to box Mancini. Now, we know that's not his style.
Let's see if he does try to change the box. It doesn't look like it for now. Good left hand by Frias. Staggered Mancini. Mancini getting his balance back and now comes back with a two-fisted attack. And while we watch Frias practice boxing all week in training, we had the feeling he'd be out there in his club style once the bell went, and that's what's happened. A slugfest in the opening round. And the best punch is so far landed by the champion, Frias.
He certainly hurt May with that early punch, Tim. He shook him up pretty good.
Lands a good solid left jab, but Mancini staying right there with him.
In this fight, Tim, I believe Art Frias is going to use that right hand as much as possible. He's going to overwork the right hand. We watched him in training. He was going nice and straight.
He did work on boxing. He did work on defense along the ropes, but he has had no occasion to use it early on here. He's just been right out there, as he said, two pit bulls would be the way this fight would be. He said they advertised my fight against Despaña, the matador and the bull. He said today it's just two bulls in there. And they are at it. Frias with a good combination in the face of Mancini. There was blood from that cut under the left eye of Frias, the cut he suffered in the title defense against Ernesto Espana, that indeed stopped that fight, with Frias winning on a technical decision because he was ahead on the card. It took 15 stitches to close that gash. It is under the eye. Gil, what's your opinion of it?
Well, we don't like to see anybody get cut, Tim, but it's not in any place that would endanger his vision at all. His vision. He'll be able to see. The blood will not go into his eye. Again, it's, of course, how much it opens up.
Look at this. Is not considered a problem with Ray. He bleeds easily from the nose. He lands a big left hook to the face of the champion. And a right hand. And that staggered Frias. Mancini has Frias in trouble. What a war. Down goes Frias. The champion is on the floor. Art Frias. With less than 30 seconds to go now in this first round.
He better get on his bicycle now.
History, folks. May 8th, 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini becomes world lightweight champion, achieving the dream of his late father. What a day, Ray. Take us back in time. What were you thinking when that was over, that war with Frias?
Well, the first thing, you know, we were celebrating, and you know, it was basically a euphoric feeling. I mean, people say, what was it like? I can't explain. It was euphoric. That's the best way to explain it. But more than anything, it was satisfying. I had finally accomplished my lifelong dream, and I had wanted that since I was a little boy. And I wanted it for such a long time that when it happened, it was just so, I was so happy that satisfying was the best word I could explain.
Okay.
And we all gathered in my family, and we just rejoiced, and we were happy and crying together. So it was wonderful. The greatest, outside of seeing my children born, that was the greatest day of my life.
You know what? I agree. I have to agree. Having won a couple of amateur titles in my time, I think that winning a championship after striving and struggling and going through the road work in the morning and road work at night, people don't realize I used to run twice a day, once in the morning, like 5 miles, and run up mountains at night. And then we go to the swimming pool, and then we had massages twice a week. I mean, you know, if you were dedicated and you wanted to succeed, you made these sacrifices. But people don't realize that when they turn on the television, all they want us to do is stand there and bombard on each other, right?
No, and I understand. And that's why I get angry at people when they talk. You know, I never called it, my father never, ever called a fighter a bum. And he always said to me, Raymond, you know what it takes. When a man gets in there, it's a lot of courage to get in that ring. He never ever called another fighter a bum. And I hate when people call fighters bums. You know, I get angry, and I've gotten verbal battles with some people because, you know, that's a reflection on me, too. You know, I'm one of those guys who got in there. Who knows? Maybe somebody who's been saying that about me someday. Who knows? And that's a joke. You know, I always call it the three-step walk. Getting in that three-step walk up the steps into the ring is life transformation. It's life transforming. And people don't understand that. And whether you're an amateur and you get the kids that are like these nerdish kids and they get in there and they blossom in the ring, or you get other guys that think there's something or not, the tough guys all of a sudden get in the ring, they get humbled real quick. It's life transforming. And that's what boxing was for me. It made me the man that I am. Everything that goes into it, the training and everything, made me the man that I am.
Ray, what was the toughest part? The toughest part for me was waiting in the dressing room. When we walked to the ring, it wasn't a problem. I mean, you know, once the bell rang, especially, there were no problems whatsoever. But the stress, the anxiety for me was in the dressing room. Where was the pressure points for you on fight day?
No, you're absolutely right. It was the waiting. It was, it was funny. It was the lead up to training, the last couple of days. Then you wake up the morning of the fight. You say, well, it's here. This is it. Today we're going to do it. And it's just a long wait that whole day. You're right. When you get to the dressing room, you go to the arena, you're waiting in the dressing room. But here's what I tell people. People say to me, were you scared? I said, yeah, I was scared.
Always.
I said, but not of the opponent, of the unknowing, not knowing what's to happen. And I said, I tell my kids when they play sports, and I tell others, it's good to have fear. Because the difference is what you do with it. The champion uses it. The champion uses it for energy. The champion thrives on it and uses it for motivation. Keeps them sharp, keeps them alert. The coward succumbs to it, gives into it, and it gets overwhelmed by it. Now, sometimes you are the coward. You know, it's the hero, and I was the hero and the coward. Fate's fear the same. It's what you do with it that make you the hero and the coward.
Good point. I mean, I remember the only time I wasn't scared, I got licked like a stamp. I mean,
yeah, you know, and that's the thing, and that's the thing. You've got to have it. It keeps you on edge, keeps you sharp. The thing is, you've got to manage it. That's what people are, and that's life. You know, look, Pedro, we're talking about life in general. When you face fear, when fear creeps up on you, it's what you do with it at that moment that could be life-saving. You've got to manage your fear.
Okay.
Control it.
You've had some tragedies in your life. First of all, talk about your brother, Lenny. What happened to Lenny? I suppose he was a great prospect.
No, Lenny was a better fighter than I was, you know, but Lenny was Lenny loved the streets, man, and I can tell people, he's a better fighter than me. People in the gym, everybody will tell you he's a better fighter than me. He's a better puncher, better boxer. My brother used to get in and out on guys. He'd bang guys. He was in and out, moved real good, but he was a good-looking son of a gun, a handsome kid, and he loved the streets loved him. And so the one thing he lacked that I had was discipline. He lacked the discipline. Now, when he trained hard, but, man, between fights, he played hard. And you can't always be doing that, you know. And his body, his weight would go up and down. You know, he'd like to, you know, he would drink and party and eat, and then he'd come back and train. But he trained hard, but it took its toll. But,
okay.
Again, like a lot of guys, it's like, you know, people ask me about Camacho, what I thought about Camacho. It's very sad. I said, I understand that. I said, but you don't leave the streets don't leave you. You got to leave the streets.
Yeah, live.
And I think my brother was that way. My brother loved, honestly, he loved living on the edge. And, you know, come to time, you got to leave that stuff. And it caught up to him and, you know, caught up to a lot of guys.
We're talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, but live by the straw, die by the straw. That was Hector's line, wasn't it? I mean, the straw, I mean, the cocaine. I mean, live by the,
yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, that
yeah,
was Hector's demon.
Now, well, of course, you know, and that, you know, it's funny thing you said that. That's a perfect word, Pedro. I always said he had a lot of demons. He couldn't shake his demons. I said, you know, last time I saw him was about three, four years ago. And he looked good. We hugged and we talked. He made me laugh. And we enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed each other. And when we left, we gave each other a hug. He said, Ray, anything I could do for you? Same thing, Hector, anything I could do for you? And we finally, everything was in the past. We were on good terms. And we enjoyed each other. And he's funny. He's crazy. You know, he's funny as anything. You know what?
Yeah, he is.
He's crack rap. And, you know, but he was a good guy. But he just couldn't shake his demons, man. He just couldn't get out of it. And, you know, when you hear how he passed, now obviously it was a planned hit. Obviously he wasn't the planned target, but he was collateral damage, man.
Okay. Before I ask you about the book, The Good Son, I'll tell you this:
sure.
I did one of Camacho's fights in 1999, one of his last fights in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and he was in the hotel. He was all messed up on cocaine. They had to go there and forcibly take him from the hotel suite
to the arena. And here's what's up, Ray. We're at the intermission, and Ray and Hector Camacho had not showed up yet, so we were all freaking out.
Oh, geez. You know, that's the thing. I mean, look, first of all, you know, he fought long past he should have. He was one of the great fighters of all time, and he fought long past he should long past what he should have.
Yep.
But, you know, that's all he knew. And if you couldn't keep him in, and I used to talk to a guy who worked with him and said, if you couldn't keep him in the gym, we had problems. We had to keep him in the gym. Even though he was, you know, too old to fight, he was much older than he should have been to be fighting, it was a safe haven for him. Being in the gym was the safe haven for him.
Much like Johnny Tapia. Okay, let's talk about The Good Son. You and Mark Kriegel got together for this book, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Tell me about the book without giving me the entire book.
Well, no, I mean, it's just Mark Kriegel approached me about doing a book on me. I was very flattered, very honored. And I said, Mark, no respect, no false modesty. I don't know what could be told that hasn't been told already. And I'm not, you know, I mean, really. And I said, you got to be a presumptuous son of a gun to think that your life is worth a book. And he said, no, I got it. He said, it's fathers and sons. It's the story of fathers and sons. I said, well, then that I buy. Because, you know, he said, you know, you and your father, he said, you and your children, because he knew my children. And he said, your father and your grandfather came from Sicily. He said, ultimately, he said, me and my father, said, I became a writer because my father was an English professor. So I wanted to, you know, please him. So I bought into that, Pedro. It was the father's and son's story. And if you read the book, it begins with my grandfather's, when he immigrated from Sicily, my father's relationship with him growing up, and then, you know, the whole thing. So that's what I'm proud of more. It's not a fight story. It's not a fight book. Obviously, boxing has a lot to do with it. It's a backdrop, obviously. But it's a lot more than that. And other than outside of me and my father, I think the city of Youngstown is much a character, if not the next most important character in the book. And I'm very proud of that because I'm proud of where I come from and proud of the people. And so I think I'm just proud of the book. It's a good read. It's a fun read. It's a quick read. You know, Kriegel is a wonderful artist. He's a wonderful writer. And I tell people, it doesn't matter what the material is. I don't care what the material is. If you don't have anybody like Mark Kriegel who can make it art, it doesn't mean nothing.
We're talking about The Good Son, folks, a book by Mark Kriegel that just came out, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. It's available at Amazon.com, everywhere else on the web, and I think Puja Libre has got signed autographed copies of the book. Ray, when you look back at your career, you know, the fight with Dooku Kim, when Dooku Kim succumbed after, I don't know, 14 rounds or something like that, I mean, did that bother you emotionally for the rest of your career? Have you ever been able to drop that or what?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, how could it not? How could it not? Of course it's going to affect you. How could it not? But, of course, you know, I train as an athlete. And as you know, athletes are trained. Our mindset is different. Athletes in general, but fighters specifically, our mindset is different. And so I was able to put it behind me and move on. I fought several fights after that, and I won several fights, and I thought with the same
intensity,
aggressiveness, and I knocked guys out. It didn't hold me back from going after guys. So, I mean, obviously I was able to deal with it, put it behind me. It just, but it isn't like you don't think about it. Of course you think about it. You think of, you know, his family. And even if I could forget about it, the press never let me. So, and I understand they got a job too. I understand that. But at some point in time, five, six, seven fights past it, they'd always go back to it. And it's like, come on, man, I mean, really, can't you find something different to talk about? So I understand what that's about. Now, I mean, I understand more now than I did then, obviously.
Okay.
But it's just, I made peace for a long time ago. I made my peace. I moved on. And because of the book, and now because of the documentary, accompanying documentary that goes with it, there's a documentary based on the book that a Canadian company produced. And it's right now negotiating for the sale of it. Once that comes out, I tell people, you know, read the book, watch the doc. There's nothing else to be said. It's pretty much closure on every aspect for me.
The great Boom Boom Mancini. Ray, I hope you can come back soon, man. It's great to talk to you, and it's been about 19 years.
My Pedro, I'd be honored to come back. And I just hope next time it isn't as difficult to get on as it was this time.
Much respect. The great Ray Boom Boom Mancini on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You tune to Ring Talk, your longest-running fight show in history. Of course, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
That funky doctor with that baritone saxophone, Stephen Mackenzie Kupka, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Good Son, very good read. The life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini, our featured guest in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you can check it out at Amazon.com. Puja Libre, orders at PujaLibre.com. You can get an autographed copy from them. The bottom line is, the book is a must read, not for boxing fans, but for just people in general. It's a great story about Americana. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Big thanks to Ray Boom Boom Manzini. Until next time, much respect, peace, love, respect. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.